This is message M098, Walking with the Holy Ghost. A word given by Cecil J. DuSile in the early 1970s.
Awake, shine awake, awake and trim your lamp, for the stars from heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the sons of God shall arise. Shine away, away.
She doesn't feel to sing much this morning, so we'll give her a break. Praise God. We thank God for this wonderful day, hallelujah, in which we can come again together at his feast table. Since last I was here, we are 2 years nearer to our redemption. 2 years nearer, yes, brother, it is. 2 years nearer to the time that we have been talking about. 2 years nearer to the time when you're going to come into that perfect man, as the Bible says. Hallelujah. 2 years nearer to everything that God has ordained for his sons. Hallelujah. And the glorious end of all things. 2 years nearer to the end of the devil. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? 2 years nearer to the time when he will be put in a prison. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And turned off the human race. 2 years nearer to your deliverance. And to the deliverance of all mankind, I thank God. Turn your Bibles with me to Jeremiah 31. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 31, and we begin at verse 31 to verse 35. Praise God. This morning, you've been singing about running, running all the way. Now we are going to talk about walking with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I hope we don't run and leave the Holy Ghost behind. I want us to talk about walking with the Holy Ghost. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. Thank God it is here now. That I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After these days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The promise of God to us is that the Holy Ghost coming within us would give us the power to walk in God as God walk in us. Hallelujah. Yeah. In one place he said, I will walk in them and I will talk in them. as God walks in us, we are going to walk in him. Hallelujah. But we find a paradoxical condition here. We find that God is in the people and the people are not in God. We find the church is backsliding from their first love and turning back from the God of their salvation to Baalism. The church begin to worship their churches. They begin to worship their bishops. Glory to God Almighty. They begin to worship every image of God and forget God himself. The very building become an image. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are not here this morning because the building is not big enough. Amen. Some people are here this morning because the organ is not expensive enough. Hallelujah. If you had a big pipe organ reach into the ceiling and a ceiling just a little bit higher than this one, amen, you would have some people coming here this morning because they have a pride in coming to the church on the hill. Amen. Hallelujah. A lowly name like Marion City Church of God is not big enough. Amen. He's not big enough. Maybe you should have some exalted name. Amen. Some exalted name. And when people hear about this thing and they see it on the television and they hear it on the radio, they say, boy, let us go to that wonderful, air-conditioned, beautiful church this morning and worship God. Glory! Yeah. But a woman met Jesus one day by the well. And the woman said, our fathers worship in Mount Gerizim.
Yeah.
She said, we got an exalted, hallelujah, building up there that is so great that we don't care about Jerusalem. She said, Jews go worship in Jerusalem, but we have our thing going down here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, I'll tell you something. The hour is coming, and even now is, when true worshipers don't worship God in a building. Hallelujah. But in spirit. Amen. In where did he say they're going to worship God? In spirit and in truth. Where do you worship your God? Somebody smoke all week. Smoke. Fill the temple with unholy smoke. Not the holy smoke of God's presence, but with unholy smoke. And when they come to church, they douse the cigarette. And all the beautiful singing and all the word of God going forth, they are just dying to get outside to take a whiff. Hallelujah. The temple of God is your body. That body cannot commit sin because it is God's temple. Amen. That hand cannot strike because it's God's temple. That body is holy because the Holy Ghost lives there, and your body has become the habitation of Almighty God. Amen. Glory to God in the heart. Hallelujah. I say, brothers, Pentecost has lost its vision, and all Pentecost has now is division.
Praise God. Praise God.
We have lost God, by the way, and we have put in programs.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God.
Right.
Our programs are intended to cover up our shortcoming from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God has lost his attractiveness to the people. And if you don't attract them with a program, you don't get some of them in here. Amen. I am saying that God is organizing an army. Amen. God is recruiting a people who will serve him by spirit and in truth. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Goose. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Somebody was binding me up here. Hallelujah. 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 God himself is recruiting a people, and God know your name. Hallelujah. God has your number. Hallelujah. God have you set down as a part of his army, even a foot soldier, a GI in God's army. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to be a general. Amen. Just a GI in God's army. General infantry. Amen. Not a general, but a GI in God's army. And you will obey the voice of your God. Hallelujah. You know, I was saying, Lord God, what's going to happen to us? It seemed to me that all the mighty men in the land have failed. We hear about a great evangelist, and we see him stalking across the land like a mighty giant. He would come into the church and the crowds would follow him. He would touch someone and their feet would grow out and their healing would come forth. And you say, oh God, this must be God's man for the hour. Amen. But then you go on in your humble way. You didn't become great. You didn't touch anybody and they healed. You didn't bring forth the dead from the grave. You didn't have any great big establishment, hallelujah, of which you are the head and people running after you. But you outlived him. Amen. You outlived him. And you see him fall. And you see him die. I said, my God, what's happening around here? Amen. I thought this man would come forth and bring forth immortal life in the earth. I thought this man, with all the power of healing that he possessed, he would lift the people to higher heights. Amen. But he stumbled and he fell right before our eyes. And you say, oh God, why is this so? And God said, you have your eyes on the wrong people. Now, glory to God. God said, you have your eyes on the wrong people. I have 7,000. Amen. I have a perfect number of my little people who never hit the headlines, yeah. Whose name never went in lights, but they never bow to Baal. Said God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to his holy name. They never bow to Baal. They will not bow. And hallelujah, they will be the overcomers. All right. All right. And that rejoiced my heart when God told me that. For I was looking in the wrong direction. Yeah. I was looking at the big men, yeah, and the big women. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And God is not trusting the big one. God is trusting the little ones who walk in the Holy Ghost. All right. Amen. The Holy Ghost told Naaman, the mighty man of Bala. Amen. The mighty general. Go dip 7 times in the dirty Jordan.
Amen.
Amen. Go dip your clean skin that is unclean with leprosy in the dirty river Jordan. He said, well, I'll go to my house and dip in the pretty river we have there. We will dip in our pretty rivers over there, non-polluted river. But your Jordan is so polluted, I won't dip in there. And one little wise man came up And he said, suppose God told you to do a big thing. Would you do it? He said, sure. He would go take a city now.
Yeah.
He would knock down those big walls and take the city. He said, well, this is a little thing. Do the little thing. He did the little thing and his leprosy left him.
Yeah.
Blessed be to God Almighty. The Holy Ghost has promised to take charge of the church. You little people, remember you are big in God's sight. Hallelujah. For what man count little, God count big. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We have some people that are practicing sorcery. I'm not talking about the natural sorcery. I'm talking about the disobedience that God said in the church. Disobedience is like sorcery.
Oh my God.
Amen. Amen. When last did you disobey your Holy Ghost? Amen. When last did you go when he didn't want you to go? When last did you come when he wanted you to come? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, but I didn't know that it was the Holy Ghost. You know. Do you know that there is a little thing in here, a point in your consciousness where God and man meet? Amen. Did you know that? There is a mercy seat within your deep consciousness here where God meets with you. And when you mess that place up, God can't meet you there. Yes, sir. That place has got to be kept clean. When you are wrong, when you sin, you must be able to go to God and say, well, God, they didn't know. But I know that you know. So I'm repenting before you. Amen. Since I left you here, I went to a meeting in a businessmen's group. And this brother came to me and he said, Brother Dushil, I'm going to ask you before you go up on that platform to preach, not to preach against the church. Because he says there are many, all different churches here. And just keep your preaching in a certain line. And something rose up in me. And it came to my throat. And I almost blew it out on him. Amen. Who are you to tell me what to preach? Amen. God tells me what to preach. You can't tell me what to preach.
Yeah.
That was the spirit that came up in me. But by the time it got through here, God took a hold of it somewhere in my throat here. And I smiled. And I said, Brother, it's all right. I won't hurt him. I said, you trust me. Bless God Almighty, that's not what I wanted to say at all. I knew that something had got up in me and I was feeling mad. And so God had to intervene. And after I had finished preaching, the people were so blessed. The brother came to me and he said, Brother Dushil, no other man that I know could come here and preach that and get away with it. He said, we have had a certain minister here who is a great man in the land, and he preached less than what you said. And we just threw him out and asked him not to come back here. Said, but we are taken by what you said.
All right.
And it said, the thing that got us, it wasn't so much your preaching, it was your spirit. I said, my God, little does he know. Little does he know that I wanted to lash him when he talked. So I went to God and repented.
Yes.
Because that spirit that manifested there wasn't of me. Amen. So I went to God and repented and realized that self has no place in God's business. Hallelujah. Self has absolutely no place in God's business. Man should crucify self and leave it there. Some of us crucify self today when the power is high. But tomorrow we ask for a healing. Yes. We pray for a healing for self. Heal him, Lord. We pick him up and take him to the hospital and get him all patched up again and have him going. Hallelujah. Self dies hard. Amen. Today we want to follow the Holy Ghost as never before. In this dark hour, it's going to mean our very lives. I want you to notice how many disasters are hitting this country and in the world. I want you to notice, check up if you may, the disaster that occurred last year, the disaster that occurred the year before, the disaster that occurred the year before, and you will see that natural disasters and not only natural disasters but man-made disasters are on the increase. Amen. We sent our wheat and our soybean to Russia and to China, and immediately the whole soybean crop was destroyed and the whole corn crop was destroyed in the corn belt by a freeze that came out. Now this is going to surprise you. A freeze that came out of the Gulf of Mexico. I have never heard of that before. That a snowstorm can come out of the Gulf of Mexico. But that happened here. And nobody seemed to see it. Amen. After that, we have been having disasters one after another. One after another. The other day, sunshine came out up in the wheat belt. They began to plant. They planted their wheat. It started to grow. Then came a freeze. Great snowstorm. Never before, they said, in 100 years they never had a snowstorm like that in April. Destroyed their crops. Amen. This country is facing famine and impossibility. Yet it's happening suddenly. All our crops are going under. Then all of a sudden the Mississippi start rising. And the Mississippi is still rising for the past month. And it's wiping out all the crops down here. It rose to almost 50 feet in St. Louis. Hallelujah. Amen. And they say it's not the end of it, because the rains are still falling where the rains not supposed to have been falling. Amen. And the snow is melting because it's getting warmer and the river is growing. These are not natural. If we were a people with power and prayer instead of sinfulness, these things wouldn't come to pass. We are not obeying the Holy Ghost. Brethren, I am begging you this morning, from today, begin to trust your Holy Ghost. Those of you who don't have the Spirit, let's tarry here before we leave until you get it. Because this is a requisite, it's a necessity for your Christian life. You can't live holy without the Holy Ghost. And nobody's going to fool me, I'm too old for that. Yes. The ministers that tell me that they are living holy without the Holy Ghost, I don't believe them. Because I know them. Amen. Bless God. And when you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are missing a 3/4 of your power to survive and your chance to survive as a Christian. Hallelujah. Get serious with God. It's too late for trouble now. Don't give God any trouble, because you are going to get it right where it hurts. In this hour, we must have the Holy Ghost. It's not a matter of having the Holy Ghost for service. I want you to know that. We are not getting the Holy Ghost for service. In the church, we are taught that we receive the Holy Ghost to equip us for service. It's not absolutely true. It's part true. Amen. Hallelujah. Because a gun will never fire anything if it doesn't have a shot in it. Amen. Hallelujah. And what you're going to give out, you're going to have to receive it. And so the Holy Ghost is coming in you for something more than service. Service is the side effect.
Yes, man. I hear you.
Service is the effect of having power.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking about? When you give off power, it's only the effect of having power.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But God is endowing the church with power in order that the church might be changed from a weak church to a strong church.
All right.
Amen. From a person and a church that is being overcome by everything around us to a church that has the power to control the very elements around
us.
Hallelujah. God is making you an overcomer, and part of your overcoming is receiving the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the 28th chapter of Isaiah. And verses 10 to 12. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line. Amen. Here a little, and there a little. Let's read it over. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Now watch me again. I want you to look at my hand. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. How many? Three. Three basic laws of life that God is giving you in His Word. Precept, the first one is your foundation, must be upon precept. And this precept now, that was upon this precept, is put upon another precept. So it's three precepts, one upon the other. God is doing His thing three times.
All right.
And the third time is going to be the perfect time. Now, that is the regulations of God, the Word of God He's talking about. Then now we come back again. He said line must be upon line. Where is it now? Verse what? Same verse 10. Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. Amen. God is meaning to say that your Bible is not written like a storybook, that you can just pick it up and read and say, I got it made, and walk off with it. But that it is a little piece in Genesis, another piece in Isaiah, another piece in Jeremiah, another piece in Ezekiel, Daniel, so on, so on, so all over, and then the final piece in Revelation, and you hook them up together, and you get a line.
Yes.
You get a line by many little pieces. When you go and you sit down before that television screen, and you look at a picture that is put together, and the picture is walking and talking and so on, you know what you are actually looking at? Millions of little dots. The picture is sent like this in little dots through the air and comes to you, and the tube brings it back together, all the little dots together. If you magnify it, you don't see a whole picture. If you spread it out, all you see is lines and dots. That's why when you turn onto a station that is far away and you can just barely get it, you see little dots dancing up and down on your screen. Little pieces. Hallelujah. God is bringing the puzzle together, and you are the tube, the television tube that is bringing the picture together. Amen. Here a little, there a little. Now, then when all the little is put together, what happens? You start stammering with your lips. What? You know, I always thought that that verse had no business there until God Almighty showed me what he was talking about. Amen. Jesus Christ is the baptizer. Hallelujah. And when you see Jesus, you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Whether you know that you must stammer or not, you're going to stammer. Amen. Yes, sir. Man was getting bad at the Tower of Babel, and they started to build a tower to get away from God, to get away up in the sky, to find out space travel. If God had allowed them, they would have gone up there and fallen off and float away. And they would have found out space travel too early. And God decided to get them down off of the tower. And God made them start to speak in tongues. Divine intervention. The Spirit of God fell on them, and they got a language, and they never forgot it. It's peculiar. Man never went to school to learn a language. God made Adam and breathe upon him, and Adam get up talking. Did it ever occur to you that God fell on them at the Tower of Babel, and they began to talk in tongues? And they found out that all of them who were talking the same thing, they could understand one another. They went together. And this is how we have the different races. We would all be mixed up like Jamaicans. In Jamaica, you don't know white from black. Yes, we'd all be mixed up like Jamaicans if we didn't start talking the same tongue and sticking together because we can understand the other brother. Amen. So therefore, the races were divided. Now God is bringing the races together again. So what would he do? Come on, tell me now. You're not so dumb as all that. You'd make us all start to talk the same tongues. And then we would come together because we understand one another.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. All the tongues talking people, they're throwing them out of the churches. And where can they go but to another tongues talking church?
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. God said, After you get the line straight, you're going to start with stammering lips and another tongue. Will I speak to this people to whom he said, this is the rest. The rest of God is the Holy Ghost. For fear somebody here think that the pastor should declare Saturday as a Sabbath. You know Sunday is not a Sabbath, don't you? You don't keep Sunday. You don't keep Sunday. You keep Sunday here? I know your pastor don't agree with you, so if you keep it, you're doing it all by yourself. Sunday is not a Sabbath. Man must not keep a day after he has come into the light. Saturday is not a Sabbath, although it was a Sabbath. But God said, not one jot or one tickle shall pass what? From the law until when? Oh, so it will pass then. Come on now. You used to say that to mean that nothing, none of God's word will ever pass. But God said it will pass when it is fulfilled. If I promise you $100, brother, at a certain date, and I came at that date and gave you that $100, do you still hold the promise against me?
Right.
The $100 has destroyed the promise. Amen. Hallelujah. So God promised, hallelujah, gave us a Sabbath, and the Sabbath was to bring us into another thing that should supersede the Sabbath, because the Sabbath was intended for our rest.
Yeah.
But I ask you a question. Did the people who have the Sabbath have rest? No. God said he swore in his wrath that they should not enter into his rest.
All right.
Although they had the Sabbath. Are the Adventists having rest? Are the Adventists today having spiritual rest?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Then we would all have to become Adventists. Seventh-day Adventists. But you see, they are not having the rest, and the only people who have the rest are those who have the Holy Ghost and those who rest in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's right.
I'm quoting from Hebrews 4. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
I'm not talking my own words.
Yeah.
I'm quoting from Hebrews 4. You see, for those who rest in the Holy Ghost that you have, relax in him, believe him. You have a problem, put it to him, leave it with him. Fix my problem, Lord.
Yes.
Those who do that, then they have entered into rest. And they rest from what? Their own works.
Yes. Yes.
Blessed be to God. I want to see the church that rests from its own work.
Yes. Yes.
What time you generally cut off here, brother? Amen. Praise God. I want to see a church resting from their own works. I want to see a people relaxing in God and let God have the go. Amen. Rest from your own works, even as God rested from his works. Amen. And when that is done, then you will have come into your Sabbath. The second Sabbath is the rest of God. The Holy Ghost came to you in order that he might change your nature into the divine nature. If last year you had the Holy Ghost and you don't see a difference this year, go repent genuinely, conscientiously before God, for you should have been changing. The Holy Ghost is working on you, and you must change. The greatest work of the Holy Ghost is to change you into the likeness of Jesus Christ. He will never stop changing you until you be changed to be like him, Jesus. Amen. Come into your Sabbath. What am I talking about? I am talking about obeying the spirit that you have. For the great sin of the church, Brother Small, is that the church encourage people to have the Holy Ghost, but don't encourage them to obey the Holy Ghost. For when you obey the Holy Ghost, they put you out of the church. That's what most churches do. I'm talking about Pentecostal churches. After you have obeyed the Holy Ghost, they put you out of the church. They say you have no right to do that. You should obey the bishop. Amen. If you're not put out yet, then it's because you haven't been obeying the Holy Ghost. I see them put out whole churches. Sometimes they can't put you out because they're afraid they'll lose the property. Yes, this is the problem. But I am encouraging you not to rebel against anybody. Just follow Jesus Christ. Just follow the Holy Ghost Spirit which you have in you. There's a delicate little point in you. Don't destroy it. Don't hurt it by doing wrong things. When you are wrong, say you are wrong. Bless God Almighty. Just submit when you are wrong, and when you are not wrong, submit all the same. And let the Holy Ghost have his full way in you, and he will bring you forth in this time of trouble, and you will bring forth Christ in your nature as never before. Amen. Bless God. Bless his holy name. I don't want to drive you off the first day. Amen. Hallelujah. So I am giving you a short one today. God bless you. But if you can remember these words, God's promise to you is that he would put a spirit within you and that you would walk in his way. No more law. Turn right, turn left. No more of that. But the law is inside of you, and you cannot sin because of the God in you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are some here who want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me see your hands, all those who would like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Thank you, sister. There are more people here who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, who would like to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Put up your hand. I agree with you. Praise God. Amen. I see another hand here. Hallelujah. I see another hand there. Hallelujah. I see another hand there. Praise God. There are more people here. Yes. You're not ashamed of the Spirit. I'm only encouraging you. I'm not forcing you. I'm not going to do anything to you this morning. I'm going to pray for you and let you loose. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, for those who would like to be filled with the Holy Ghost, the infilling of the Spirit is given not by man, not by any man laying his hand on you. I could lay my hands on you and you receive the Holy Ghost, but I happen to know that you won't receive it unless you are ready. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So it is because you are ready why you receive the Holy Ghost when you get a little help. Amen. It's not because some man has power and he zaps you and you get knocked out and filled with them. I've been seeing people knock out all my life and they get up back the same way. In some cases. So brothers and sisters, we can only commend you to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the baptizer. Do you know that it's three baptisms you have? Those of you who are baptized in water, you are baptized in water because that baptism is preparing you for the greatest baptism. When Paul went and saw it, the Baptist brethren who were baptized without being saved, he said to them, "Then unto what were you baptized if you don't know about the Holy Ghost?" Because you baptize in vain. If you don't know about Holy Ghost, you baptize in vain. For it is the Holy Ghost that is going to carry the church into Christ. Amen. For none of you can have a revelation of Christ unless you get it inside. Preachers can preach Christ Jesus to you until kingdom come. If you don't get the Christ in you, you have no revelation of who Christ is. Because Christ does something to you. Amen. When people begin to stir up your Christ in you, when the service gets sweet, you feel it deep down. Sometimes it gets even in your toes and you kick it out. Yes. I feel God sometimes move through me, get to my toes, and I have to kick. Yes. So you can only have the revelation of Christ within, not from your ears. So this is what God is doing for you. You must trust Jesus right now that he will baptize you. Amen. You want to stand those who put their hands up and those who didn't put their hands up who want me to pray with you right now for the Holy Ghost. Please just stand right where you are. Stand right where you are. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I believe that whatever I pray for, God does it. I know he's going to do it. So when I pray, something is going to hit you. And there is no case, it's not possible, that I could pray and ask God to touch you and you don't get touched. It's not possible. So if you don't want me to pray right now, if you're not quite ready, you could sit at this moment before I go any further. But when I pray, you must be in the state of mind that if you don't feel anything, you will know something. Are you with me? Some people don't feel the Holy Ghost because they are expecting to feel him in their bodies. And he comes in the spirit. And if your mind is disconnected, he will be really shaking the spirit. And yet the soul is unfruitful. And it will come in like a time bomb. And it will be a delayed action that fuses afterwards and explodes. But I expect you to explode in the Lord. And I expect you not to be waiting any longer for the Holy Ghost. For you have been in God's business long enough. And God gave a promise. Let me read some of your minds right now. God, just tell me something. Somebody here is saying that you are not good. You have a feeling, a complex in you. You have a complex in you. And you're saying that you're not good enough. And you believe that because you did a wrong here and a wrong there and you didn't act perfectly, that's why you don't receive the Holy Ghost. That's a lie from the devil. God said he will give them strength who turn the battle to the gate. What is the meaning of that? Those people who are failing, that's the people who God wants to give the Holy Ghost so that you might stop failing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to pray for those right now first before I pray for the rest. Jesus Christ, you see the heart of these your people and those who are saying within their hearts that they are not good enough. But you said in your word, not for any works of righteousness which I have done. Hallelujah. but according to thy grace and the washing of the regeneration, hallelujah, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, that you gave us a free gift from heaven. Hallelujah! No, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you would break through the consciousness of those who are super conscious of themselves rather than conscious of the Spirit. Hallelujah! That you would stand by them now and that you would quicken them with your Spirit now. Hallelujah! And fill them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Lord God, I commit the rest of this gathering to you, those who are standing on their feet. They are standing because they say, I want Jesus. I want the infilling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. You said in your word that he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And I know, Lord God, you will not cast them out. No. Hallelujah. Let your Spirit overshadow them now, Lord God. Loose in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God overshadow them. And let them be filled with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Receive ye the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and praise the Lord. Loose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ebandarata. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
This is the end of message, M098, Walking with the Holy Ghost.